At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Jyoti Ascendant and First House. Pisces and Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra. Third Pada, Navamsha Libra. First House. Natal chart expression. Outer personality. Pisces and Uttara Bhadrapada. Third Pada. Jyoti's ascendant is in Pisces, a mutable water sign governed by Jupiter. This placement signifies a naturally imaginative, emotionally sensitive, and introspective outer personality. Pisces rising individuals often radiate softness, spiritual curiosity, and a dreamlike quality in the way they interact with the world. They may appear compassionate, mystical, and adaptable, yet prone to escapism or inner confusion when overwhelmed. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, refines this Piscean nature with its commitment to inner depth, endurance, and mystical responsibility. It's a nakshatra associated with the back legs of the funeral cot, pointing to release, detachment, and soulful transformation. Individuals with this nakshatra rising often carry ancient emotional wisdom and a natural inclination towards stillness, meditation, or selfless service. The third pada of Uttara Bhadrapada falls in Libra Navamsha, bringing Venusian grace and balance into the undercurrent of Jyoti's personality. While the natal chart suggests an intuitive, ethereal identity, the Navamsha offers elegance, diplomacy, and a subconscious pull toward harmony and aesthetic refinement. Uttara Bhadrapada, third pada. Core themes, the dreamer with structure. Though dreamy and receptive by sign, Jyoti's ascendant nakshatra suggests inner resilience and capacity for sustained spiritual or emotional work. Anchor in stormy waters. Pisces may sway with emotions, but Uttara Bhadrapada lends an ability to endure psychological storms with quiet strength. Quiet wisdom. There's often a silence to this ascendant. What isn't said may hold more weight than what is. Words are chosen with care, and actions often stem from deeply held spiritual motives. Navamsha reflection. Libra first house. Desire for emotional aesthetics. Inwardly, Jyoti is drawn to beauty, fairness, and emotional symmetry. Relationships that reflect emotional balance are integral to her evolution. Harmonizing the idealistic and the rational. Libra Navamsha adds a sense of poise, helping temper Piscean emotional tides with rational grace and a deep value for justice. Inner conflict between passive observation and diplomatic action. The Libran drive to mediate and be liked may occasionally clash with Pisces' longing to retreat and observe from afar. Priority for evolution. From fantasy to functional balance, learning to balance Piscean idealism with Libra's relational strategy is a major karmic goal. From emotional absorption to constructive expression, evolution lies in finding ways to express inner truths in ways that create harmony, not just absorb others' chaos. From inner withdrawal to conscious relating, the soul's growth moves through relationships, not in losing identity in others, but in mirroring their inner equilibrium through conscious partnership. Summary insight. Jyoti's ascendant marks a deeply soulful personality wrapped in spiritual softness, but fortified by the discipline of Saturn and the charm of Venus. This blend of mysticism and diplomacy, of Piscean water and Libran air, creates a unique individual whose evolution lies in balancing internal depth with external refinement. Her presence feels timeless, empathetic, and quietly compelling, carrying both the sensitivity of the mystic and the grace of the peacemaker. Mars in Ravati Nakshatra, 3rd Pada Pisces, 1st House, Navamsha Aquarius, 5th House. Natal placement overview. Mars placed in the 1st House in Pisces creates an intriguing fusion between active will and fluid, intuitive perception. The 1st House governs identity, self-expression, and the physical body, making Mars here strongly tied to how the native asserts themselves, initiates action, and projects energy. In Pisces, Mars loses some of its sharpness but gains imaginative force and emotional drive, often leading to indirect forms of pursuit, artistic expression, and spiritual striving. Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra of the zodiac, signifying completion, transcendence, and guidance. It brings with it a shepherding quality, protecting, healing, and leading others through compassion and closure. The third pada of Ravati maps to Aquarius Navamsha, placing Mars in the fifth house of the D9 chart, adding intellectual creativity and group-oriented karmic themes to this fiery planet's long-term evolution. Mars in Ravati, third pada, core themes, warrior of compassion. This Mars channels assertiveness through empathy. The person may be driven to help, guide, or defend others, but through softer means, like counseling, creative work, or spiritual healing. Protective but dreamy identity. Strong instinct to shield loved ones or ideals, but may be prone to burnout or passivity if boundaries are unclear. Internal conflict between action and surrender. Mars in Pisces wrestles with when to assert and when to retreat, leading to periodic swings between boldness and withdrawal. Navamsha reflection, Aquarius, fifth house. Intellect-fueled action. In the D9 chart, Mars expresses through the fifth house of creativity, romance, and speculative insight. Aquarius adds a visionary, eccentric edge, using energy to challenge norms or innovate. Rebellion with a cause. There may be karmic patterns around fighting for social justice, educational reform, or liberating the voice of the next generation. Scientific versus spiritual fire. Mars attempts to blend emotional intuition with cold logic, often leading to brilliance in creative or scientific fields that require idealism and discipline. Priority for evolution, from confusion to clarity, learning to direct inner fire with purpose, rather than letting it diffuse through emotional fog. From isolation to collective engagement, Mars evolves by leading or contributing to causes that serve humanity or expand collective consciousness. From reactive emotion to inspired action, maturing into someone who can act from a place of visionary calm rather than emotional agitation or martyrdom. Summary insight, Mars in Pisces in Ravati brings the energy of a spiritual warrior, someone who fights not with aggression, but with ideals, words, and visionary care. The third pada's Aquarius Navamsha pulls this archetype further toward intellect and innovation, revealing karmic potentials related to future building, humanitarian leadership, and inspired creativity. This Mars placement is ultimately about channeling the fire of personal identity into universal healing. Rahu in Bharani Nakshatra, fourth pada, Aries, second house, Navamsha Scorpio, second house. Natal placement overview. Rahu in the second house in Aries brings a sharp focus on speech, wealth accumulation, family lineage, and self-worth, all colored by fiery individuality and hunger for material recognition. The second house reflects one's values, vocal power, early conditioning, and stored talents. When Rahu sits here in Aries, the native may carry an urgent drive to prove themselves through possessions, status, or control over the family narrative. Bharani, ruled by Venus, is a nakshatra of intense transformational capacity, representing birth, containment, and inner death-rebirth cycles. It's symbolized by the womb, suggesting deep karmic imprints and the capacity to endure. The fourth pada falls in Scorpio Navamsha and retains that intensity, mapping Rahu into Scorpio, second house in Navamsha as well, doubling down on karmic themes of speech, value, secrecy, and inner power. Rahu and Bharani, fourth pada. Core themes, fierce desire for voice and value. Rahu here craves to be heard, to make their voice count, whether through wealth, recognition, or commanding speech. Obsessive family patterns. The native may either idealize or rebel against inherited cultural or financial frameworks, seeking to carve a new legacy. Sensual voice and dark charisma. Bharani lends a magnetic Venusian quality, while Aries fuels assertion, making this Rahu placement persuasive, provocative, and at times self-absorbed. Navamsha reflection, Scorpio second house. Speech is power and karma. There's a deep karmic entanglement around how one speaks, what one hides, and how secrets are weaponized or healed. Emotional wealth complex. Scorpio adds psychological layers to the concept of value, where money or possessions may reflect emotional insecurities or suppressed identity. Possessiveness versus renunciation. the soul toggles between intense desire for material safety and an equally strong impulse toward emotional surrender or sacrifice. Priority for evolution. From material hunger to internal stability, learning that real self-worth isn't dependent on external affirmation, but on emotional grounding. From manipulative speech to truthful expression, the challenge is to use speech for healing and empowerment, not dominance or deceit. From inheritance to individuation, breaking ancestral patterns of trauma, silence, or financial imbalance is a major karmic task. Summary insight. Rahu and Bharani in the second house seeks to birth a powerful new voice, often rising from a background where the native felt unseen, silenced, or burdened by family expectations. Aries adds fire and individuality, while Scorpio in the Navamsha underscores the soul's deep entanglement with speech, secrecy, and self-worth. This placement suggests karmic lessons tied to how one asserts their value, moving from compulsive possession towards soulful vocal integrity and emotional sovereignty. Saturn in Ardra Nakshatra, 3rd Pada Gemini, 4th House Navamsha Aquarius, 5th House. Natal placement overview. Saturn placed in the 4th house in Gemini reflects a reserved, mentally active, but emotionally cautious inner world. The 4th house governs one's emotional foundation, home life, and sense of inner security. In Gemini, this placement creates a thoughtful but potentially fragmented relationship with the mother, home, or inner comfort, often substituting feelings with analysis. Saturn here is cautious, slow to express emotion, and driven by a need for intellectual control. Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, brings themes of chaos, storm, destruction, and emotional purging, making Saturn here both a stabilizer and suppressor of emotional upheaval. The third pada falls in Aquarius Navamsha, landing Saturn in Aquarius in the fifth house in the D9 chart. This introduces an overlay of intellectual detachment and karmic duty related to individual expression, children, or creativity. Saturn in Ardra, third pada. Core themes, stoic mind. Amid emotional turbulence, Ardra's intense emotional disruption is held down by Saturn's armor, leading to repression, overanalysis, or delayed release of grief or guilt. Detached roots. The native may feel emotionally estranged from family or may have taken on household responsibilities early, resulting in an emotionally undernourished inner world. Intellect over intuition. Instead of feeling their way through life, the person may rationalize pain or suppress emotional intuition in favor of logic or structured thought. Navamsha reflection, Aquarius, 5th house. Purposeful detachment. In D9, Saturn in Aquarius reflects a karmic obligation to guide others intellectually or ideologically, particularly in the 5th house arena of education, performance, or children. Guarded creativity. There may be blocks to uninhibited creative expression. Creativity may come only after maturity or as a duty rather than joy. Loneliness in romance or parenting. Lessons around responsibility and love, cautious emotional bonding, or emotionally distant parenthood can be prominent. Priority for evolution. From intellectualized emotion to emotional acceptance, growth lies in allowing the mind to serve the heart, not suppress it. From dutiful love to heartfelt creativity, true healing comes when the native learns to express without fear of judgment or failure. From emotional isolation to service through sharing, their burdened experience becomes a tool for teaching, healing, or mentoring others, particularly younger generations. Summary insight. Saturn in Ardra in the 4th house is the silent storm bearer, emotionally complex but externally composed. The person may be seen as stable and responsible, but inwardly battles mental loops and suppressed sorrow. Navamsha Aquarius in the 5th house urges this soul to transform that inner turbulence into contribution, using knowledge, structured expression, or even creative mentorship as the vehicle. Emotional detachment becomes emotional wisdom when integrated consciously. Jupiter in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 4th Pada Leo, 6th house, Navamsha Scorpio, 2nd house. Natal placement overview. Jupiter in the 6th house in Leo highlights a life path where optimism, wisdom, or belief systems are tested through conflict, competition, health struggles, or service-related duties. Jupiter here becomes a teacher through adversity. Its natural expansion is refined by dealing with reality's grit. In Leo, Jupiter still seeks dignity, leadership, and creative authority, but in the 6th house, that plays out through responsibility, correction, and rising above criticism. Pervafal Guni, ruled by Venus, brings themes of sensuality, rest, creativity, and relational bonding. It contrasts the harsh sixth house by craving beauty and comfort. The fourth pada, falling in Scorpio Navamsha, and here translating into the second house in Navamsha, turns the focus toward value, voice, emotional depth, and karmic family imprints. Jupiter in Pervafal Guni, fourth pada, core themes, righteous service with ego tension. Jupiter in Leo wants recognition, but in the sixth house it is asked to serve humbly. There's a tug of war between pride and purpose. Charm with depth. Pervafal Guni offers charm and warmth, but this pada brings emotional complexity underneath, particularly around authority figures or moral values. Teaching through endurance. The individual may become a guide for others only after facing intense trials, emerging with deeper faith, often after health, legal, or service-related tests. Navamsha reflection. Scorpio, second house, voice as a healer or provoker. Speech becomes a tool of influence, but also a space for emotional entanglement or karmic tests, especially regarding trust or truth. Value transformation. The native is likely to undergo a transformation of values. What they believe, preach, or support evolves dramatically over time. Family and emotional wealth. There may be ancestral wisdom or karmic baggage related to material and emotional inheritance. Wealth, speech, or status may be tied to spiritual depth or struggle. Priority for evolution. From entitlement to service-based authority, true power comes not from control, but from guiding others with integrity and humility. From vanity to vulnerability. The Leo-Venus-Scorpio layers suggest a journey from external validation to inner richness and honest expression. From surface wisdom to transformational truth, Jupiter in Scorpio, Navamsha asks the native to embody truth even when it's inconvenient, especially in family, speech, or moral guidance. Summary insight. Jupiter in Pervafal Guni in the sixth house is both radiant and tested. This native is likely a natural guide whose wisdom is shaped through conflict resolution, ethical challenges, or service under pressure. The Venusian flavor gives charm, creativity, and magnetism, while the Scorpio Navamsha demands depth, accountability, and truth. The second house placement in D9 brings the voice, family values, and earned wisdom into karmic focus. This Jupiter is a philosopher forged in fire, meant to evolve from pleasure-driven belief to soulful responsibility. K2 in Vishakha Nakshatra, second pada Libra, eighth house, Navamsha Taurus, eighth house. Natal placement overview. K2 in the 8th house in Libra speaks of a karmic journey through the realms of shared power, secrecy, and psychological transformation. The native may have past life imprints involving imbalance in partnerships, betrayals, or an overemphasis on appearances and harmony that suppressed authentic emotional confrontation. Libra's airy diplomacy and refinement meet the 8th house's turbulent emotional depth and surrender themes. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, brings ambition, determination, and a hunger for spiritual or worldly success. The second pada of Vishakha falls in Capricorn Navamsha, but in this case it places K2 into Taurus Navamsha, also in the 8th house, doubling the house influence and embedding deeply ingrained karmic lessons in security, sexuality, control, and loss. K2 in Vishakha, second pada, core themes. Abandoned authority. This K2 may reflect a soul that once pursued power, charisma, or influence in partnerships or political arenas, and now withdraws from it, often subconsciously. Disillusionment with superficial harmony. There's a deep inner rejection of facades or forced diplomacy. The native may appear agreeable, but internally longs for something raw, true, and transformative. Rebirth through unseen trials. This pada brings grounded ambition, but K2 pulls the soul into experiences that break and remake identity, especially in terms of control, sexuality, or trust. Navamsha reflection, Taurus, 8th house, sensual detachment. A paradoxical placement, deep cravings for emotional intimacy or sensuality, coupled with spiritual disinterest or numbness toward them. The soul wants peace, but gets turbulence. Fixed emotional karma. Taurus here brings rigidity in letting go. The person may hold on to people, pain, or possessions longer than necessary, resisting the very transformation they are meant to undergo. Hidden values and subconscious fears, speech, finances, and trust may carry karmic traces from ancestral patterns, often silently influencing partnerships and inner peace. Priority for evolution. From surface peace to soul truth, the soul must break through polite illusion and face raw emotional realities, especially in intimacy and power sharing. From abandonment to embodiment, K2 wants to detach, but the evolution lies in learning to stay, feel, and engage with the discomfort of shared vulnerability. From fixed security to transformational wisdom, embracing impermanence, loss, and depth allows the native to awaken dormant spiritual insight that is otherwise buried under stubborn control. Summary Insight K2 in Vishakha in the 8th house reveals a soul that is inwardly renouncing past glories tied to manipulation, social charm, or power in relationships. There is an urge to spiritually purify the desire to control or be desired. With Navamsha also in the 8th house, Taurus, karmic intensity around trust, loss, and rebirth is magnified. This placement demands inner excavation, urging the native to evolve from fear-driven attachment into serene detachment without emotional bypass. It's a quiet volcano, still on the surface, but deeply transformative at the core. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra, 4th Pada Scorpio, 9th house Navamsha Scorpio, 2nd house. Natal placement overview. Moon in the 9th house in Scorpio in Anuradha Nakshatra creates an emotional blueprint rooted in devotion, idealism, and intensity. The 9th house governs beliefs, higher learning, mentors, and long-distance journeys. With the moon here, emotional security is often sought through philosophy, travel, or spiritual exploration. However, Scorpio's volatile undercurrents and the moon's debilitated status suggest deep emotional fluctuations, often hidden beneath a surface of intense faith or ideology. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, is a loyal and structured lunar mansion, concerned with friendships, perseverance, and devotion to cause or belief. The 4th Pada, though usually in Pisces Navamsha, in this case maps back to Scorpio Navamsha and falls into the 2nd house of the D9 chart, linking emotional narratives to speech, family conditioning, and value systems. Moon in Anuradha, 4th Pada, core themes, devotional intensity. This moon bonds deeply with belief systems or gurus, sometimes becoming emotionally dependent on them for security and direction. Emotional idealism and collapse. The native may experience emotional crises when philosophical ideals or mentors fall short. There is an emotional need to believe, and betrayal can cut deeply. Inner discipline through emotional trials. The Saturn-ruled nakshatra offers the capacity for emotional endurance. These individuals often survive deep upheavals with grace and a redefined sense of faith. Navamsha reflection. Scorpio, 2nd house, wounded voice. The person may struggle to express their emotional truths, especially around family, lineage, or core values. There's fear around emotional exposure through speech, family karma of silence or control. Emotional suppression may be modeled in the early family, and this placement brings a lesson in reclaiming one's voice without aggression or retreat. Resources and emotional anchoring. Security is fragile and often rebuilt from emotional ashes. Stability in the family or financial realm is deeply tied to internal emotional regulation. Priority for evolution, from blind faith to informed devotion. Rather than losing themselves in belief systems, the native must find faith that withstands emotional reality. From emotional suppression to vocal healing, learning to speak without fear and to value emotional honesty becomes crucial. From seeking mentors to becoming one, the individual evolves by transforming pain into wisdom, offering guidance to others without expectation or ego. Summary Insight. Moon in Anuradha in the 9th house makes the emotional body a vehicle for pilgrimage toward meaning, truth, and higher learning. But the Scorpio undertone ensures that this journey is often turbulent, laced with betrayal, silent suffering, and inner transformation. With Navamsha in Scorpio 2nd house, the soul is learning to align belief with authentic expression, integrating intense feeling with steady values, and evolving through the courageous use of voice and vulnerability. Mercury in Mula Nakshatra, 3rd Pada Sagittarius, 10th house, Navamsha Gemini, 9th house. Natal placement overview. Mercury in the 10th house in Sagittarius in Mula Nakshatra brings a philosophical intellect into the professional sphere. The 10th house is associated with public life, reputation, and one's highest karmic responsibilities. Mercury here makes the individual a communicator, connector, or analyst in public roles, especially involving truth, education, or policy. In Sagittarius, Mercury takes on a more visionary quality, but can sometimes be dogmatic or impatient with nuance. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, is about unrooting falsehoods, destroying illusions, and diving into core truths, often through painful dismantling. The third pada of Mula falls in Libra Navamsha by default, but in this case, it reflects Gemini Navamsha, placing Mercury in the ninth house in the D9 chart. This links the soul's evolutionary arc with truth-telling, broad inquiry, and mental expansion through challenge. Mercury and Mula, third pada, core themes. Cutting intellectual precision, Mercury and Mula often communicates in a way that strips away niceties. The person can be blunt, surgical, and brutally honest, especially in professional settings. Skeptical wisdom. They are driven to question everything, especially inherited beliefs, dogmas, or social norms. Truth is a moving target to be investigated and refined. Destructive curiosity. There is a karmic drive to unravel what is hidden, whether within systems, people, or ideologies, and to rebuild through information. Navamsha reflection, Gemini 9th house. Intellectual teacher. The soul seeks to teach, write, or share ideas in a way that transforms others' worldviews. Knowledge is the axis of spiritual evolution. Lifelong student. Despite their authoritative voice, these individuals are always curious, learning from experience, loss, and non-traditional sources. Dharma through dialogue. Growth occurs when they engage in debate, teaching, or mentorship, often with themes around law, language, or justice. Priority for evolution. From over-analysis to wise synthesis, Mercury and Mula must learn to integrate what it dismantles, to not just destroy, but also rebuild insightfully. From harsh speech to transformative truth, the gift of speech must be wielded responsibly, not to wound, but to liberate and clarify. From mental arrogance to humble wisdom, realizing that truth is layered and complex helps the native move from mental superiority toward gourd-grounded learning. Summary insight. Mercury in Mula Nakshatra in the 10th house makes for a public intellectual, philosopher-communicator, or reform-oriented professional. The person may shake foundations, ask difficult questions, and expose uncomfortable truths through their words or work. With Navamsha in Gemini, 9th house, the karmic imperative is to refine knowledge and teach it, not from rigidity, but from lived inquiry. The mind becomes a tool not just for logic, but for ethical awakening, and the professional path must align with integrity, vision, and the courage to speak uncomfortable wisdom. Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Capricorn, 11th house, Navamsha Aquarius, 5th house. Natal placement overview. Sun in the 11th house in Capricorn is an ambitious and socially strategic placement. The 11th house governs long-term gains, networks, alliances, and fulfillment of aspirations. In Capricorn, a Saturn-ruled sign, the Sun is forced to ground its leadership into practical forms. This makes the native goal-oriented, disciplined in their social climb, and often drawn to positions of structured influence, whether in institutions, communities, or systems. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun itself, carries the theme of unquestioned victory, but earned through dharma, endurance, and righteous effort. The third pada of Uttara Ashada maps to Aquarius Navamsha, which pulls the Sun's ego identity into more collective and progressive frameworks. Sun in Uttara Ashada, 3rd pada, core themes, duty-oriented ambition. The native seeks visibility and leadership, but with a responsibility to uplift the group or uphold ethical standards. Prestige through persistence. Unlike flashier forms of the Sun, this placement emphasizes slow but undeniable elevation in career or status. Lone authority among peers. In networks or teams, the person is often looked to for guidance, not for charisma, but for reliability and vision. Navamsha reflection, Aquarius, 5th house, innovative self-expression. The deeper evolution lies in aligning leadership with originality, unconventional thinking, and humanitarian ideals. Detached ego in creative roles. The soul learns to step back from personal validation and instead focuses on impact through reform or teaching. Children or students as catalysts. Whether through mentoring, parenting, or leading youth-oriented causes, personal pride is awakened by investing in others' potential. Priority for evolution. From status-seeking to social legacy, the journey is about transforming personal ambition into something that empowers communities. From isolation to ideological networks, the soul must evolve from solitary striving to visionary collaboration. From authority to authenticity, Real power comes not from rank, but from inner integrity and willingness to innovate, even within tradition. Summary insight. Sun in Uttara Ashada in the 11th house embodies the karmic theme of building prestige through service and long-term effort. The native rises in stature not because they crave attention, but because they consistently deliver. The Aquarius Navamsha placement, 5th house, invites this structured solar energy into a more expressive, idea-driven domain, where personal fulfillment comes from being a voice for change, especially in education, reform, or collective empowerment. It is a journey from conservative success to transformative leadership. Venus in Shatabisha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Aquarius, 12th house, Navamsha Capricorn, 4th house. Natal placement overview. Venus in the 12th house in Aquarius offers a complex dance between detachment and romantic idealism. The 12th house governs hidden pleasures, isolation, spiritual yearning, and loss or transcendence. In Aquarius, a sign ruled by Saturn and Rahu, Venus becomes intellectual, unconventional, and often drawn to unusual or private expressions of love, beauty, and artistic sensitivity. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, is known as the Hundred Healers and often indicates a mystical or dissociative quality. It's associated with themes of solitude, energetic healing, and visionary detachment. The second pada of Shatabisha falls in Capricorn Navamsha, adding a strong grounding, responsibility, and ambition to the otherwise aloof Venus. Venus in Shatabisha, second pada core themes, distant longing, a paradox of craving deep emotional connection yet maintaining distance. There's often secrecy around desires or difficulty trusting love. Aesthetic isolation, love of solitude, nighttime creativity, and otherworldly beauty. Venus here thrives in the quiet but may also idealize unavailable partners. Healing through detachment. Venusian energy is filtered through Aquarius's cool intellect and Shatabisha's karmic distance, making love more about learning or healing than fulfillment. Navamsha reflection, Capricorn 4th house, inner austerity. Emotionally, there's a karmic push to become more grounded in personal needs. The person learns to find stability and nurturance through structure. Private devotion. In committed partnerships, there's loyalty and patience, but love must be proven through acts rather than words. Home as responsibility. The soul seeks to build a solid emotional or domestic foundation, often carrying burdens from ancestral relationships or family karma. Priority for evolution. From idealism to integrity, moving from fantasy or projection in relationships to realism and emotional responsibility. From solitude to stability, using the isolation of the 12th house not to escape love, but to cultivate a solid sense of self-worth and boundaries. From surrender to service, love becomes a karmic service when Venus expresses devotion in tangible, practical ways, particularly in nurturing others or anchoring their own heart. Summary insight. Venus in the 12th house in Shatabisha offers a spiritualized or elusive form of love, poetic but often distant. It calls for healing through space, time, and compassion. The Capricorn Navamsha, however, insists on building an inner foundation that's sustainable, emotionally mature, and committed. The evolutionary path lies in integrating visionary love with grounded loyalty, transforming the yearning for transcendence into structured emotional contribution.